right, Anna, do you mind if we take a little bit of a break from the from what's happening in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the world? Because coming up on the program, Dennis Miller is going to join us coming up at 6:40. The president is scheduled to start it. He said, believe it or not, I'm quoting now, I'm quoting Wolf Blitzer, believe it or not, he's having a 2020 reelection rally.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. He's flying to it as we speak, and he'll be appearing, which is, you know, I mean, if maybe it's a strategy. Maybe it's a good way to get out of what is otherwise not a great day, I don't think,
no,
in
I don't
Washington
think a good
for him.
I mean, he probably wants to redirect toward health care and other issues.
Oh, okay.
Kentucky is where he'll be today, rallying everyone, his supporters.
Yeah, rallying, yeah.
Americans.
Yeah, well, yeah, the people in the state.
The people.
Right. So I mean, just a little break, from that, because my God, I need one.
Gee, do we ever.
And Bacon Fest is back. It's starting, the weekend after next, right? Because Seth, who's the founder of this thing, he's in charge. And Seth Zurr, who has been on this program before, is standing by right now. And he brought all this bacon in for us and bacon-infused things. Ooh. And he's got an entire staff. First of all, who did you bring with you here?
Well, I brought in the team from Arbella Restaurant, which is a new restaurant in Chicago and new to Bacon Fest. I've got the executive chef, Najee Chabebe.
Yeah.
And I've got the
name.
Beverage director. His name is Eric Truesdale. Did I get that?
Yeah.
Everybody's last name right now is
Zurr. They're all honorary Zurrs in honor of Bacon Fest.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the name of the restaurant again you said is?
It's Arbella.
Arbella.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
where
is Arbella?
112 Grand.
112 yes. Grand.
West okay. Grand.
West Grand. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a... It's a great little spa. We're new, so we're super excited.
What are we doing
to do
over there?
So we're a lounge. We do craft drinks, and you know, we also have some really good food. So we're okay. excited to be new in the neighborhood.
Small plate stuff.
Yeah, yeah, kind of tapas style. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And what do you have to do with bacon? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, you know, bacon is a huge thing, especially, you know, I'm coming from New York. I've been here 10 years now. And especially in the Midwest, bacon and hamburgers are king.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a lot of cows and pigs.
Yeah.
Don't forget hot dogs, but yes.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, we're not quite sure what those are,
no,
what animal that comes from.
We're not sure, but it's in there somewhere.
We don't like to dwell.
Yeah, don't think too hard.
So, you know, this is our first time out in Bacon Fest, so we're super excited, and we have a couple of tasty treats. I have Eric here talk about the cocktail, but
and Eric, you're the mixologist here.
Yeah,
did you bacon infuse something?
Yeah, it's I've been calling it Breakfast of Champions, so it's a bacon fat wash bourbon and then coffee liqueur, orange and maple syrup. So it's like pretty much a complete. Almost like a McGriddle. It's like a complete breakfast all in one.
Gee,
wait, did you say there's an egg wash in it, too?
Fat wash on the bacon.
Fat wash. Okay. Because like an egg, you should put a little egg wash in there, too, just to...
Yeah.
Now, eggs and bacon and you know, coffee, and you're there, baby.
Yeah.
You got nothing to do.
Perfect breakfast.
I don't want to mess with the artist, but I'm just saying, you know, just want to be
dramatic. Now I feel pretty remiss that I didn't do that.
you see bacon in even everything, like chocolate even. I actually enjoy it in chocolate, even though I'm mostly a vegetarian. But is there, I mean, does it go with everything? Is there anything we've discovered that bacon... Bacon will not actually enhance the flavor of.
I mean, speaking from 9 years of experience watching chefs create delightful bacon creations at Bacon Fest, I have yet to be super disappointed. There have been some surprises that I didn't expect. I think there was like a watermelon gazpacho with bacon last year in pepitas, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure. And then I tried it. I was like, I am sure. That was delicious. Yeah. That's how I feel every time at Bacon
Fest. This is why I feel so sorry for the pig. If it were not so delicious, it would replace the dog as man's best friend.
Well, you see all these celebrities. They have pet pigs now.
I know. They're smart.
And they're really smart.
You know, they could be very loving. Yeah.
Very
cute. Hogs, though, less so. Hogs are just kind of, you know, and then they'll get in your bathtub and all the water will spill out. But the problem is that the bacon is so delicious. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I have to apologize to the entire porcine world.
Let's not talk about
otherwise, they'd be everywhere. I mean, they're kind of big lumbering creatures, so.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You got to kill off some of the herd.
Right. There's the justification.
Only the smart survive in this case, right?
And or it's the tastiest.
Right, the pig that acts like a dog. Like, hey, I'm like Arnold Ziffel. I'm there. All right.
Kevin, weren't you a star of Bacon Fest or
something? I wouldn't say I'm a star. I'm a huge fan of Bacon Fest.
Okay, I thought you went there and judged some competition or something.
My favorite thing about Bacon Fest is chefs incorporate bacon into these amazing dishes, but there's also just some guy in the corner like throwing bacon and cheese curds on a skillet and just frying it up for you. So it's like the best of both worlds. Everything bacon. Yeah.
There's, you know, one of those things, you know how they always say when you go to these things, the whether it's a all-you-can-eat buffet or a festival like yours, that there's no way that the house can lose out here unless Kevin Powell arrives there. We just proved
we learned that.
We had a week at an all-inclusive resort in Mexico, and they begged Kevin to leave.
I apologize
in advance. They were
offering him free excursions off the island, or, you know, to another island or something.
In another hotel just to get out.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Powell's appetite notwithstanding, there will be plenty of bacon at Bacon Fest. We have four tons that's scheduled to land at Chicago.
You're still about a ton shy of what he can take in.
I mean, it is a finite quantity of bacon. I can't say it's going to be.
It's all good.
My new favorite thing is bacon on pizza.
That's huge.
Bacon on pizza is very good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now the pizza, and I don't know. Do you have pizzas at Bacon Fest?
We sure do. Peace will be there. They do their bacon pizza.
That's
and
that's where they have
a pair of dark beer. It's delicious.
Yeah, that is their best. That's where it's the best, I think, actually, at Peace. Because the thing, I got to just be honest with you about this. That the pizza is you know it's going a little wide, you know, in this effort to constantly come up with something new. Sure. Sometimes you don't have to come up with things that are new. Like in Mexico we saw pineapple on pizza. You see it here too. Like pineapple on pizza, pineapple and chicken. You're like, that's not a pizza. Just call it something else. Right?
Yeah. I love all those crazy pizzas, but my girlfriend's like super purist.
She's right, barbecue
chicken, or she's like, why can't we just have pizza?
Yeah, that's like, right.
Pineapple on most a hamburger, right. that just doesn't seem right to me.
No, pineapple should be, pineapple is a very beautiful thing to begin with.
Yes, it is.
Leave it to itself.
Right. Tropical drinks also quite good.
Muddle it in a drink. Drinks, mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly, or it should be hanging off a glass somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you go, hey, I ate dinner, why? All right, okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me do this right. I got to give away a pair of tickets to see the Hawks tomorrow night. In the middle of all of this.
Ooh, can we enter?
Yeah, no, you may not. It's too late. You're sitting here. A pair of tickets to Chicago Blackhawks take on the Vancouver Knuckleheads tomorrow night. You'll be entered to win Four Seasons tickets for all of next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or on Facebook. Right now, caller number 19, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right. How do people attend, Mr. Zur? How do people attend the Bacon Fest, which is coming up the weekend after this?
Right, it's 10 days from now. Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April 1st. There are three sessions: a Friday dinner session, a lunch session on Saturday, and then a dinner session on Saturday. There are 50 different restaurants at each session, so a completely different menu and cast of characters. And people should go to.
I think they'd like to all three.
People can go to all three. I do know a few people who go to all
Kevin,
three.
Kevin Powell.
Kevin Powell can come to all three. That's no problem. Either. But yeah, people should go to baconfestchicago.com, get those tickets. Advanced tickets are available right now. We have pricing options from $60, all inclusive. You get all the bacon you want, unlimited dishes from the chefs.
I'll lose money on that.
You get delicious cocktails. Everybody wins when you eat a lot of bacon.
Are all of the cocktails bacon infused in some way?
No, not all of them. So there are some folks that are ambitious like Eric that want to get bacon in the cocktail, and some folks are like, hey, you know, what am I going to make that pairs beautifully with bacon?
A pairing.
Brilliant.
See, a pairing. That's a very brilliant thing. That way you don't have to do all the infusing and all that stuff.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you infuse? What did you do to infuse? Is it bacon fat that you're infusing?
I mean, in a lot of cases, you'll do just if you're doing something like fruit, you just throw it in booze, let it sit in a container with the...
Yeah.
With this, Najib did the bacon.
Hey, you know, calling it booze, that is not PC anymore. That is not like, you know how that offensive
it's
that is
to alcoholics anymore.
Yeah. I think hooch is good.
Hooch is all right. Hooch is cuter.
Yeah.
All right. And then, but with bacon, you can't just let it sit in the alcohol.
Yeah, so you do like essentially fat washing. So in this case, we didn't win the sous vide. So Najib cooked the bacon for me, and then we vacuum sealed it in a bag with the bourbon. That way you can introduce heat to it, but you're not going to have all the alcohol evaporating out.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. You put the bourbon in a vacuum seal situation.
Yeah. So we did a sous vide, which is a controlled heating element.
Right.
So
it's like
a
constant like heating, like steaming
degrees
kind of thing.
For about 4 hours. So it kind of slowly infused into the bourbon. So that was a lot of fun to test actually.
Wow.
Although we discovered something really strange, like the bourbon takes all the flavor, so we actually found a way to make bacon like not delicious. Yeah.
Like, which is really hard to do.
Everyone kept walking past, like downstairs in the prep kitchen, everyone walked past, ooh, bacon, grab a piece, and then chew it and like, just make this face, because all you got was just like... You
alcohol,
know, unadulterated bourbon heat.
Oh, so what you found is that there is a way to screw up bacon.
Apparently.
I've never had bacon screwed up.
But if I was
care.
Desperate, I still would eat it.
Right? Have you ever had bacon either undercooked or overcooked where you went, that's delicious?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that no matter what?
There's no wrong way.
There's no wrong way. I mean, raw, still a little rough.
Yeah. Right.
Like bacon carpaccio. Does not seem like a great idea.
Think of it as a beautiful piece of ham. That's all.
Like bacon tartare doesn't seem really appetizing.
No, it doesn't, but you could do it if you wanted to.
Someone
I mean, there is there's bacon that you could eat raw, so it's like, you know, it's possible. I don't suggest
bacon sushi.
It, but you could do it. Yeah.
Ooh. Have that at a bacon fest. Check.
Yeah, I've
you
seen
do?
Bacon sushi. For
yeah.
Sure.
Seriously, you
absolutely.
Do. I was kidding. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's there.
Anything you can imagine that has bacon on it will be at bacon fest.
Yeah, we did a sweet take on bacon. So ours is actually called, we call it the Heart Attack Hotel. It's a little mixture for a little ode to Elvis here, because we have a banana and peanut butter kind of custard, bacon wrapped.
I'd eat it.
And, oh, gosh.
And there's rum in it.
And there's rum and a little cinnamon sugar. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be there.
What's not to love?
All right. Baconfest.com.
Baconfestchicago.com.
What I said. Baconfestchicago.com.
Exactly what you said.
I'm like Trump. I never acknowledge a mistake.
So
that's
true.
What I said.
So
okay.
True.
Okay, sir. Violetta Potter Maddox got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.